This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's hump day, and in true Wednesday form, we've got a killer show for you today. Two amazing guests on the show today. One is so popular that every time he's on the air, I have to increase my bandwidth because the downloads go through the roof, and that's Brooks Kubik, and we're going to be talking to him at the first half of the show about something that you will never think of when we talk about physical culture. Physical culture meets fiction, and only in the sharp mind of Brooks Kubik could this all come together. Later in the show, you asked for it, we've got him, Ori Hofmeckler, the author of The Warrior Diet, and he's going to be talking to me today about The Warrior Diet. And really, the guy who pushed me over the edge to do that interview was David Wilson. So thank you, David, for that. All right, so before we get started, just want to mention, if you have not tried Quest Protein Bars yet, you're missing out. You can get free Quest Protein Bars at superhumanradio.com. Click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad and be prepared to have two full-size bars delivered to you absolutely free, no shipping and handling. And I promise you, you will not be able to stop eating them. I don't know if there's a secret ingredient in those bars, but as soon as the box comes in, it seems like it gets empty in a day or two around my house. They are the best protein bar I've ever tasted. High quality protein, 15 grams of fiber, most importantly, no sugar alcohol. The folks at Quest Protein Bar brought the best protein bar in the world to us. So don't hesitate to try them. Go to superhumanradio.com today. Brooks Kubik, how you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great, Carl. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. And you've written so many really, really great books, Dinosaur Training, Gray Hair Black Iron or Gray Beard Black Iron. You've written all these gray hair, all these great books about training because you are a devoted physical culturist. You are one of the people keeping the flame alive in this world today. And we all know that you are a very contemplative type person. So one day, these two thoughts collide in your head. And the thoughts are physical culture meets fiction. And you decide to write a fictional novel, but using the characters in real life who made up the physical culture landscape that brought physical culture alive in the United States. Guys like John Grimmick, Bob Hoffman, and the names go on and on. How did that happen? What made you wake up one morning and say, you know, I'm going to write a fictional novel about these guys?
Well, I think it was basically I was watching one of my favorite movies, Chariots of Fire. And you have to understand, I'm a heavy iron guy. You know, I like watching track, I like watching field events, I like watching the Olympics, but, you know, I've never been a sprinter, I've never been a runner. And yet, when you watch the movie Chariots of Fire, you get pulled into this world, 1924, and everything, it's so interesting, so fascinating, and you're watching these guys train to run the sprint events in the Olympics, and you get into their lives, and you learn about them, and by the time the movie's over, if you're a runner, you feel like going out and running, and if you're a lifter like us, you feel like going out and really hitting some heavy iron.
Right.
And Chariots of Iron is a true story. It's a fictionalization of actual events. And it probably, presented in that fashion, it probably has more impact and it's more meaningful, more moving, and it gives you a real hard emotional punch, much more so than if you just read, you know, an Encyclopedia Britannica or a Wikipedia account of the event.
Yeah, or even if you read the life story of Frank Shorter, for instance, you're not going to go, "Wow, I got to go out and run now."
Exactly. There's a difference between fictionalization of real events or a fictional story that's a true to life story, not a fantasy story, but a true to life story. Okay, there's a difference between that and just the plain factual narrative. And there's a difference between that and sets and reps. And talking about sets and reps and exercises and how to train and how to get strong, that's great, and I do tons of that. But there's another component here, and part of it is getting your mind wrapped around this stuff, living it, breathing it, feeling it, and really getting excited about your training. And I always thought, they've got Chariots of Fire, which is a great movie, but it's about runners. They've got Cinderella Man, great movie. It's about a boxer. The Natural, great movie. It's about a baseball player. And a lot of these, by the way, are actually based on novels. The Natural, for example, was by Bernard Malamud. I mean, he was a Nobel Prize winner. I'm sorry, a Pulitzer Prize winner. And he wrote arguably the greatest baseball book ever written, which became a great movie, and everyone's watched it, and everyone loves it. And I've always thought, gee, it'd be really nice if someone did something like that for weightlifting and weight training and bodybuilding. So I was thinking that, and I just sat down, and all of a sudden, an opening sentence popped into my head.
What was the opening sentence?
The opening sentence from, of course, Legacy of Iron, what is now the first of five books in the series. And the opening sentence is this. Now, Legacy of Iron is about a young kid named Jim Miller, and the book opens, "Jim Miller hit the ground hard, rolled to his stomach, wiped the blood from his nose, and tried to focus his eyes on his tormentor. He could barely see him through the haze of tears. Tears of pain, but more than that, tears of rage."
You know what I think of when you read that?
What's that?
The back of the comic book with the guy getting the sand kicked in his face,
trying to sell
the barbell set.
And that's because that story has been repeated so many times in real life.
Because let's face it, that story really happens. How many of us guys have found ourselves in a place where we were made to feel less than because we didn't respond to a situation, an altercation, a confrontation, the way we wanted to? When we think back years later, we think, man, I wish I would have punched that guy in the face. Or, I know that it's not politically correct today, and there's the family court is jammed up with guys who take those actions. But let's face it, it's in our DNA.
It absolutely is. And as I said, it's a story that is so common, anyone can relate to it. Any guy, any woman, I believe, anyone can relate to that story and that opening. And I opened with that, and that was so strong that just kind of carried me forward. And you've got this skinny kid with glasses and asthma, which is a lot like me when I was a young kid, because I had glasses thick as bottle caps and asthma so bad. There was a time I wasn't allowed to play with my friends or go outside, do sports or anything. I mean, it was terrible. A lot of guys remember that sort of thing, and they grow up overcoming that kind of adversity. So I sat down and I wrote a very, very strong opening sequence where what happens is this kid is about to just get literally killed by this gang of toughs. And a somewhat mysterious older man steps in and saves him. And it turns out that the older guy is a weightlifter. Uh-huh. And this is back in the mid-1930s. And that was back in a time when weightlifting was a very unusual activity. Not very many people knew about it.
Right.
And the old guy, he knows that the young kid is going to have to fight his own battles. He's not going to be around to save him every time.
So now he's got to teach him to fish.
He teaches him to fish, exactly. Exactly. And the, you know, there's a line there where the chapter where he's training the kid opens up with, "This is a barbell." You know, and the young kid's looking at it thinking, "Gee, what's that? How do you do it?" And, you know, and the older guy shows him the exercises. He takes him through the original York barbell course number one, which is the way so many young guys started training back in the 30s.
Right.
And he starts building him up, and the kid's building some muscle. And then what happens? Big problem. His mom doesn't want him to train because the doctor says he has a weak heart.
Oh, this sounds like Dan Lurie's life. Hold on a second. We
sure.
have to take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
All right? Let's stay with that. So the kid has a weak heart. This sounds like Dan Lurie. Dan Lurie trained to be a boxer, and right before his very first fight, he was diagnosed with a heart murmur, and they told him he couldn't fight, and he ended up becoming one of the strongest guys in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're talking with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about the series of books. There's five of them. Four of them are out now. One is being released as we speak. The Legacy of Iron series. You've got to grab these books. It's good to read fiction once in a while. It massages the brain. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a haloperidol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
David Wilson just posted on my Facebook. When Brooks read the first line my testosterone levels jumped up 25%. How do you like that? That's good. You know
what?
That's
great.
I'll tell you the funny thing. When you read that first line, I kind of got goosebumps because I think we all relate to that feeling like an underdog. Mm-hmm. And then the desire to change ourselves, there's a genesis that occurs for many of us, and that becomes the driving force, the motivating force for us to train, to do a lot of things in life, to become wealthy, to show mm-hmm. those people that yep. stepped on us in the beginning that they were wrong.
You need a kick in the teeth to get you going.
Sometimes you do. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's pick up where we left off. So
okay.
the guy turns out to have a heart problem.
Right.
His mother doesn't want him to train. Sounds like Dan Lurie's life. So go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So his mom doesn't want him to train. The doctor has said the training could be very dangerous for him.
Yeah.
And she forbids him to do any more weightlifting. Okay. So what do you do then? Well, there's an old photo in a lot of Bob Hoffman's books. He liked to run photos showing guys who went from very humble beginnings to, you know, really massive muscular development.
Right.
And he's got a photo that runs in a lot of his books of a guy named Al Manger, okay,
right.
who is the puniest, scrawniest little bag of bones that you have ever seen. And yet he grew up to be the heavyweight lifting champion of the United States.
Wow.
Gained something like 80 to 100 pounds of muscle working out in his kitchen, if you can believe that.
I do believe
back in the day. So I saw that and I thought, you know.
Was he from Brooklyn?
No.
Okay.
Well, I actually don't know. He might have been. He might have been. There's okay. a lot of strong guys from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But in any event, also have one of the most beautiful women in the world appearing in Volume 4 in the series. In Volume 5, and she's from Brooklyn.
Really?
Big clue there.
Who?
Yeah.
You don't want to say who yet, huh?
I can't
okay.
tell you.
Got to buy the book.
Got to buy the book.
Okay.
But in any event, you know, so they had this before and after photo, and I thought, okay, what we'll do is we'll have the older guy that is helping the kid out, help him out again. He's going to go to the doctor, and he's going to say, Doc, I've got a friend, and I was just wondering, is there anything that anyone could possibly do for him? He has a heart condition, and they say not to do this and not to do that. And he shows the doctor a photo of this actual weightlifter, and it's the before photo. And the doctor looks at it and says, well, there's nothing that can be done. He should never do a thing of a physical nature. I'm sorry about this. I hope he lives a few more years. I doubt he'll live past the age of 30. And then they arrange, and I won't give it away, but they arrange a way for the doctor to meet this actual guy now that he's 100 pounds of muscle heavier, and the doctor just can't believe it. And the doctor asks, how'd you do it? What, you know, what caused the transformation? And they give the answer that they used to give all the time back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, iron pills, because that's what they called the barbells and dumbbells. Iron pills.
I thought you meant, you know, real iron pills because of iron deficiencies or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and that's what the doctor thinks, and I guess that's how they came up with the term. But that was the phrase. And when the doctor learns this, he gives the kid the green light to train. The kid keeps on training, and then one day, the older guy, his name is Jack Ryan, the older guy takes him to York, Pennsylvania, Muscletown, USA.
The mecca of iron.
The mecca of iron. And back at that point in time, some of the strongest and best developed men in the entire world and some of the most athletic and fit and beautiful women in the world lived right there in York, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And York became so famous that possibly not in the 1930s, but definitely in the 40s, you could write a letter to Bob Hoffman, and you could address it, Bob Hoffman, Muscletown, USA, and that was all you needed to do, and it would get there.
Wow. That's the recognition they had.
Yeah, absolutely, and that would happen with a letter from literally anywhere in the world, you know, not during the war years, of course, because the war interfered with the mail, but, I mean, it was a magic place, and what I was trying to do was use the fictional format to capture the magic that a 15 or 16 year old kid must have felt when you go and you all of a sudden, bang, you're shaking hands with Bob Hoffman, you're standing face to face with John Grimmick.
Could you imagine? Especially in that era, because Grimmick looks like a bodybuilder of today, back then, without drugs.
And back then, you know, we've talked about this before. This was back in an era when you could play pro football as a running back at 120 to 150 pounds.
Right.
You know, a lineman would be 160 to 200.
And Grimmick was what?
Well, Grimmick's weight varied from 180 up to 230.
Yeah. He was a big man. Yeah.
Oh, he was a huge man, massively muscular, small waist, great proportions, just thick as can be, strong as can be, and no one had seen anything like him. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. And so for a young kid to go up and to see these people, it just must have been absolutely incredible. And, of course, this was before TV. You didn't have a chance to see hugely developed, massively thick, muscular athletes. It must have been astonishing. And what I've tried to do in the books is to capture that sense of what it must have been like.
Right. Like the first time they saw men walk on the moon. Now it's no big deal. We send men up. But the very first time, it was astonishing.
Yeah. And this was a period, it was a really, really interesting period in world history, in U.S. history. We're just coming out of, in the United States, we're just coming out of the Depression. You know, terrible time, really difficult time for people. And yet, during the Great Depression, there were pockets of guys working out, lifting weights. You know, a lot of them didn't have very much in the way of food. Grimmick, on occasion, would live on nothing but bread and coffee because that was all he could afford.
You know, I'd hate to have to follow him to the restroom. God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these guys did not have it easy. But they persevered. They worked really hard. And as the United States started to dig itself out of the hole, out of the economic hole that it was in, simultaneously, weightlifting, weight training, bodybuilding in the United States really started to take off. And we went from not even having a team of Olympic weightlifters at the World Championships in Olympic weightlifting or at the Olympic Games. We didn't even have a team because there was just basically no weightlifting. But we started to compete. We sent a team to the 1932 Olympics, didn't do very much. 1936 at Berlin, that was the Olympics where Jesse Owen won the track event,
right,
and Hitler refused to shake his hand.
Right.
At the Berlin Olympics, America had its first world champion in Olympic weightlifting.
Who was it?
Tony Terlazzo, member of the York Barbell Club. First U.S. Olympic champion. The following year at the World Championships, 1937, Terlazzo and Johnny Turpak, another kid from York, Pennsylvania, won the world championship. The following year, you'll love this, Carl, youngest man in history to win an Olympic weightlifting championship, 17-year-old John Davis from Brooklyn.
Yay, Brooklyn.
Yay, Brooklyn. Have you ever been to Tompkins Park?
Sure, I know exactly where it is.
John Davis got his start in weightlifting by going out, fooling around, lifting a concrete block in Tompkins Park.
Really?
Yeah. And a kid saw him, kid who was a few years older, who was a weightlifter. He saw him, he said, "Hey, have you ever lifted a barbell?" John said no. Kid said, "Well, come on over to my house. I've got one. Let's see what you can do." Well, what he could do was the very first time he saw a barbell, he clean and pressed overhead, not a bench press, but a standing military press, 170 pounds.
Wow. First time he ever put his hands on the bar.
First time ever. Now, Davis was a ferociously strong, naturally strong, gifted athlete. And he hung around Tompkins Park as a little kid. There was not much to do. He trained on the gymnastics equipment there.
And Tompkins Park is in an area that's fairly rough, too. And I'm sure it was rougher, even rougher back then.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this was probably if you were living there, you probably wanted to go down and do a lot of pull-ups and push-ups and, you know, handstand work and gymnastics work on the rings because you wanted to be strong. That's what Davis did. And as I said, in less than 2 years of training, while he was still 17, in Vienna, Austria, he won the world championship in Olympic weightlifting. And he beat the two-time defending Olympic gold medalist, and he beat a former world champion. And the crowd in Vienna, Austria, Austria had just been invaded by Germany, and they had a combined German-Austrian team, which was the strongest team in the world, the best team in the world. And they saw this 17-year-old kid win the world championship. Terlazzo won the championship again that year. And they just could not believe it. And that is the point in history where the series starts. And so this young kid is at exactly the right point in time to really see the flowering of weightlifting and physical culture in the United States. And to see it as, you know, he participates, he and the other characters, they go to meets, we take them to the senior nationals, we take them to the Mr. America contest, they meet the guys, they train with them, they have dinner with them, they sit down, they talk with them, they get stories about their life, they learn what they're like, and so now as you're going through the series, you're starting to understand how the great strength trainers, bodybuilders of the 30s and 40s, how they acted, how they thought, what it was like just to hang with them, if you will.
Right, right.
And
it's kind of like fantasy. It's a fantasy for somebody that is interested in physical culture, obviously. But even for people who may not have any interest in physical culture, this the storyline is very, very intriguing.
It's a really interesting storyline, and it's interesting in part because the world was so interesting at that point in time. And of course, what happens as we move in, you know, we're now five books into the series, we're in the middle of World War II.
All right, here's what we're going to do. In the middle of World War II, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. You can go to his website, brookskubik.com, BROOKSKUBIK.com. And order yourself some of the Legacy of Iron books. Crack it open on a Friday night, long weekend. If you're snowed in, get one rushed out to you right away. Start reading it. This is great stuff. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anadrolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
PrimordialPerformance.com. PrimordialPerformance.com. They are a sponsor of the show. They have a new product line coming out that many of you have been bugging me, emailing me. When are we going to talk about it? Next Monday. Next Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Eric Potratz will be on Supreme Radio to drop the first words, the first verbs, the first glimmer of this new product line that everyone has been waiting for. Don't miss that show. And of course, I sell nothing. If you like the show, help it out by going to the sponsors and doing business with the sponsors. Go to primordialperformance.com today. My guest this hour is Brooks Kubik. Later in the show, we're going to have Ori Hofmeckler, author of The Warrior Diet. So this is a different kind of show we're doing today. We've really never talked about this. It's very surreal. This is very talking about fiction, talking about these people that we know really existed, but putting them into a fictional environment and weaving a web of a story around it is quite a task. How long did it take you to write the first four books?
Well, the first book started in the spring of 2001. And I got about five or six chapters into it, and I just kind of hit a blank wall. I wrote myself into a corner, and I just put the manuscript down and gave up. And about 7 years later, in 2008, I was going through some papers, and I found a copy of the manuscript for the first five chapters. And I thought, you know, that was kind of good. I ought to try to finish that. And I sat down. I got to the part where I was stumped. And I was reading a book by Bob Hoffman, a book called Secrets of Strength and Development. And he had a little two-paragraph piece about a time that a traveling medicine show with a strong man, an alleged strong man who used fake weights, was at the York County Fair. And all the York weightlifters were there watching, but they were polite. They knew the guy had fake weights, and they knew that he was pitching them a yarn, if you will, about what he said he could do. But they knew he had to make a living, and they were being nice, and so they didn't get on stage and show him up. Not until he had the audacity to tell the crowd that the barbell that he was going to lift was one that Bob Hoffman had tried to lift the other week. and couldn't even budge off the ground. And at that point, the York lifters were so upset that eight of them in a row went on stage and lifted this fake weight globe barbell overhead with one hand. A barbell was supposed to weigh 385 pounds, probably only weighed about 170. And for the York lifters, getting it overhead was easy, even as a one-hand lift. So I read that, and I thought, you know, that's kind of funny. That'd make a good chapter in the book. And so I picked up, and I started writing that in. And from there, it just took over, and I just would read the old books and the old Strength and Health magazine and find things that were interesting and that tied into the storyline and where the people were, and just kind of moved the characters to those events. And it took about probably about 4, 5, 6 months to finish the book. And we launched it in November of 2008. It's been very successful and very well received ever since. Came out with another book in the series in the summer of 2009. That's the second book. It's called Clouds of War. And basically what that does is move the series up another year. And right now you're up to 1940, and you can see what's happening in Europe. And, you know, if you're a young guy in the United States, you're looking at, you know, there's a war going on in Europe. The United States is probably going to get into it. You're probably going to either enlist or get drafted. And, you know, I was thinking it must be really difficult to, you know, to focus on lifting, bodybuilding, athletics, while everything is going up in flames across the world. So wrote that, and that took, it probably took 3, 4, 5, 6 months to write as well. And then, interesting thing happened. One year ago from yesterday, after 30 years of practicing law here in Louisville, I retired from the practice of law, and I became a full-time writer.
Wow.
And the one reason that I did that was there's a lot of books in this series, and, you know, I wanted, you know, I think it's a very valuable series, a very good thing
do. Do you feel that this is a legacy you're leaving behind with this series?
Well, that's one reason. You know, the title is Legacy of Iron. And I very strongly believe that physical culture is a legacy handed down from one generation to another. I think that it's very important to do honor to the old-timers, the ones that came before us, the pioneers. I hold them in the deepest respect. And, you know, one thing I'll say about the series is, you know, these are books that can be read by teenagers. And there's nothing inappropriate in the books, but you have male-female characters, you have love interests, you have people falling in love, people getting married.
You have no gratuitous sexual paragraphs and stuff like that, right?
There's nothing that would be offensive to anybody, and if and when we make it into a movie, and we seriously are looking at this as this would be such a great movie or mini series, you know, because these are real human interest stories,
right?
Very powerful stories. If it were a movie, it would be a PG-13 or perhaps at absolute worst an R rating, but probably more like a PG-13.
Right.
But in any event, they can be read by youngsters, and a lot of my readers who are older guys my age. I'm 54 now. You know, they have children, young boys, and they actually, some of the guys have had their sons get interested in weightlifting by giving them a copy of the book and saying, here, read this. They read Legacy of Iron number one, and then, of course, they want to read all the other books in the series, and then they want Dad to show them how to lift weights. And all of a sudden, Dad and son are working out together in the garage or the basement or the gym, and this is after they've had 14, 15, 16 years together where Dad was trying to get his son to lift weights with him, but son just wanted to play video games or whatever.
Right.
So... You know, you said, are these a legacy?
Of yours. Do you see this as being, this is a major contribution in time, first of all.
Yeah.
Number two, this is a very, very, I don't know anyone else who has written a fictional novel, or nonetheless five of them now, that interweave the lifestyles of well-known physical culturists into the landscape of the book. I mean, so these are one of a kind series.
They absolutely are one of a kind. It's historical fiction, but no one has done historical fiction about weightlifting, bodybuilding from the 30s forward. I don't know why that is. I mean, to me, the Iron Game, capital I, capital G, the Iron Game, physical culture, capital P, capital C, you know, these are the most interesting things in the world because they're all about growth and development and making the most out of yourself.
Well, wholesome. They're wholesome things. They're things that you would think would be easy to embrace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and as we said earlier, they're universal. These are things, the things that happen in these books are things that happen or should have happened to every young man and woman as they're growing up. Absolutely.
I don't want to keep chiming in and sounding like, you know, a jerk and go, well, that happened to me. But Dr. James Swift, right in Louisville, Kentucky, told me in 2003 when I told him that I was going to take up powerlifting to correct my heart problem. Mm-hmm. His exact words were, well, first he said, why would you want to do that? And I said, because I learned that resistance training can remodel the heart. And his next words were, well, make sure you have plenty of life insurance so you don't leave your family in a lurch.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was his way of saying, don't do it.
Yeah.
And here I am all these years later, no medication. You know, I just had a physical recently, you know, 122 over 76 BP, you know, 60 pulse resting heart rate. I mean, and I'm 52 years old. I'm going to be 53. And I think my dad was on blood pressure meds by the time he was 53.
That's a perfect example of a weightlifting, weight training success story. And there are just so many of them. And one interesting thing, you know, when we're back in the 30s and 40s, this is when people like Bob Hoffman are trying to sell weight training, strength training, physical culture to the general public. And you know, it's back in the day when doctors tell you don't lift weights, the coaches say don't lift weights, your parents say don't waste your time on that.
You're going to get muscle. I remember they say you're going to get muscle bound.
Muscle bound.
You won't be able to move. Your muscles will get so tight you won't be able to move anymore.
Absolutely. And so it was a real struggle to get people interested in this. And, you know, there were very few gyms. There were not a whole lot of barbells and dumbbells in the world at that point in time. Speaking of the iron things as opposed to dumbbells, there probably were as many then as there are now. But in any case, it was really difficult to get people to believe that they could make themselves better and healthier and stronger. And it really took a lot of doing. And that's why the old muscle magazines are just filled with page after page, letter to the editor, article stories about young men and women who overcame a health problem, a heart murmur, asthma, you know, whatever, maybe just being skinny or being heavy, but they overcame real physical difficulties and made great successes of themselves through strength training.
Remember, in that era, the polar opposite of what is today, people were underweight. Malnutrition was common.
Absolutely.
Many people were way too skinny and wanted to put on weight. It's the opposite today. Everybody's too fat and wants to take off weight.
Right.
Like any pendulum, it swings too far to the left, too far to the right in order to find the middle. But, I mean, back in those days, putting on muscle was seen as a godsend. My goodness, if you were robust, you were going to live longer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's take this break. When we come back, I want to talk about where you do your research for all this sort of stuff. We're talking today with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about the Legacy of Iron series. These are great books. Really, really, really good books. Books that make you feel good when you read them. And, you know, we're surrounded by the news and all this information that makes us feel bad constantly. Once in a while, it's good to let your mind get lost in a fictional novel that makes you feel good when you read it.
Legacy of Iron is one of those things that can make you feel good. Go to Brooks Kubik, BrooksKubik.com, and order your Legacy of Iron book today. We'll be right back.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Brooks Kubik about the Legacy of Iron series of books. There are 4 already released. You're releasing the 5th one right now. Is that correct, Brooks?
The 5th one came out on Monday, so we have 5 now.
Wow, how exciting. Okay, where do you do your research? Obviously, you know, I'm listening to you talk about this, and you're talking about stuff that actually is historic. Obviously, you can only make up so much of the storyline, but you have to use the factual foundations. Where do you do your research?
Well, right now, as I'm doing the radio interview, I'm in my office. I am surrounded by bookcases on 3 sides of the room, and the books are crammed with old weightlifting and bodybuilding books back through the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and old magazines. You know, again, the magazine collection goes back to pre-1920. And what I do is, you know, the series is chronological. Starts in the late 1930s and moves forward. We're up to 1943 at the end of book five. And I go through the books that cover that period, and I go through the magazines, you know, and I read and I study and I piece together the accounts of the lifting or the bodybuilding contests. The magazines will usually have, you know, biographical articles about the champions or articles about how they train, just as they do now. And you piece that together. And then the other thing is you've got the photos. And so, you know, I can see that, you know, for example, at the 1940 Mr. America contest, John Grimmick, who is on the cover of the second book in the series, Clouds of War, is standing on, this was at Madison Square Garden, and they converted an old boxing ring to a lifting platform and then later to a posing area for the Mr. America contest. And he is standing posing on top of an old rug, looks like a carpet remnant that they cut out and laid in the center of the stage, except they didn't square it off. There's a little piece of carpet hanging off by his back foot, which I think is a wonderful, you know, historic touch. And the only way you pick that up is by looking at the old photos and saying, what in the world is he standing on, and figuring it out. And so, you know, I can say that that John Davis was in 1939, he changed his lifting style from one type of grip to another grip, and I know that because you can see it there in the photos. You can compare what he's doing. And so I write that in. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give people a sense of you are right there. You're right in the front row. You're standing next to the lifting platform. You're right backstage. You're right in the warm-up room. If we're talking about things that are going on in the gym where guys are training for the contests, you're training shoulder to shoulder with them. You know, I really want to give people a sense of what it was like back then.
Right.
You know, it's, to me, you know, the whole idea of time travel is just, you know, one of the most interesting things ever. I mean, it would be so great to be able to get into a time machine and go back and actually see these things as they actually happened, to actually be there. And I often say, I can't give you a time machine, but, you know, we put enough factual material in these books that, you know, I can give you the next best thing. And they're the result of a tremendous amount of research for each book. And the interesting thing, and Carl, you and I have talked about this before, you know, sometimes we get to a point where truth is stranger than fiction. Mm-hmm. In one of the books, book four, York Goes to War, it actually opens up on December 7, 1941. And for those who are students of history, that's Pearl Harbor Day, the day that the Japanese launched the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. And the opening sequence features one of our characters and a York barbell, and the York barbell actually comes into play not merely for exercise, but for self-defense.
As a weapon.
As a weapon, yeah. Yeah, you can do a lot of damage with a 140-pound barbell. And I wrote that, and it's a really powerful sequence. And that's not something that I researched. That was something that just by virtue of the way the story and the characters were going, it, you know, it just was a fictional piece that tied everything together. Well, so we send that book out. That went out in December. And I got an email not long after from a guy who's been reading the series. And he was astonished when he read that because his uncle had been an American sailor who was on one of the ships, one of the battleships that was bombed during the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. He was on the Arizona, and the ship went down, and a bunch of men were trapped below water in a large room, and the room had lockers, and one of the lockers broke open when a bomb hit the ship, and one of the sailors had a York barbell in his locker, and this guy's uncle was, you know, he was standing there as the ship was, you know, being knocked from side to side by the bombs, and this barbell came shooting out like a spear, like a javelin, right at his face, and he had to duck, and it, you know, went all the way across the other room. If it had hit him, it would have killed him. And, you know, he said it's uncanny that, you know, something you put in the book was so similar to what happened to my uncle. So that was, you know, that was very interesting.
Brooks, we're coming close to the end here. What do the books retail for?
$24.95, and if you, you know, $24.95 plus shipping and handling. The best deal for someone who has not read any in the series is to buy several books together. There are discounts for multiple books. And, of course, you save money on shipping and handling if you do that. You can go to my website, www.brookscubic.com. You know, read the material about Legacy of Iron, about the other books in the series. And with the third, fourth, and fifth books in the series, if you go to the bottom of the information page, there's a button that lets you order multiple books. And if you have any questions, just shoot me an email, mention that you heard the radio show, and, you know, we will definitely treat you right and get these into your hands. And I guarantee that everyone listening, if they give the books a try, even if you're one of these people who, you know, I don't read novels, okay, that's well and good, but these are different. These are special.
You know what? I just started reading fictional novels in 2009 because I've always resigned myself to science and studies and stuff like that. And I started reading some fictional novels that were more like political espionage type novels. I can't think of this guy's name, Vince something. He writes a lot of these books about the CIA and the secret and the government. And then I also was reading some books by a guy in Mississippi who lives in Mississippi, and he was actually German. He writes a lot of books that are about that area, Mississippi, Alabama. So, and I'll tell you something. It's like taking a vacation. I would look forward to getting in bed and reading a few chapters before going to sleep because it's kind of like chewing gum for the brain, you know?
It's good.
It's like it's almost meditative. It's good. It's good to read fiction once in a while. And why not read fiction about something you love, physical culture?
Well, Tommy Kono, two-time Olympic gold medal lifting champion, says that you know you're on the right track when you dream about weightlifting.
That's good. I like
that. And fiction about weightlifting, weight training, bodybuilding starts, you know, you got two sides of your brain, and you start to work on the dream, the vision side, which is very, very important.
Very cool. Very cool. Brooks, as always, thank you for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Carl, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Okay, and everybody, get out there. Go to brookscubic.com and order Legacy of Iron today. You will love it, I promise. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Ori Hofmeckler on. We're going to be talking about the warrior diet. I want to be a warrior. Be right back. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Many of you have emailed me and contacted me over the past several months asking me to do a show on the Warrior Diet. My good friend Mike Mahler, after our last interview, mentioned that he knew, of all people, Ori Hofmeckler. I said, we got to put them together because I got to have the guy on the show. And voila, he is here. Ori, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so we have to talk about the diet. But first, I know that you are a very right brain type person. You're an artist, correct?
Yeah, I've made my living for more than 20 years as a political artist.
Okay. So how do you become intrigued by the concepts and precepts that lead to the Warrior Diet?
I think the Warrior Diet was not planned. When I was in the Army, I started to realize the Warrior Diet concept without even analyzing it deeply, without even learning the biological facts behind it. I simply realized that when I eat during time of rest and under-eat certain kind of food in time of action, I'm doing much, much better than eating frequently or eating before action. And it took me a while to adjust to this feeding cycle, because I had to eat differently than other soldiers.
So this was not something that you learned, because I know the Israeli army is a very, very forward army technologically. So this is something you stumbled on. This wasn't something that was promoted inside the army.
I stumbled it on, but later on I studied. I have degrees in 2 areas. One, obviously, is in art. The other one, I have a degree in the Hebrew University in Human Sciences. And when I studied biology, I passionately went into the human feeding cycle, which was not really clear at that time.
Right.
But I start to find more and more evidence that what I experience is actually real, and there are amazing facts. In fact, since then, the evidence has been accumulating to the point that now it's non-deniable. The feeding cycle, or the facts, are non-deniable. First of all, humans are night eaters, not day eaters. And we are basically predators. That means we have an ability to kill and eat what we kill. However, we are probably one of the most odd predators on this planet.
How so?
When you look at predators in comparison to humans, we have a reduction of the interior teeth, reduction of the jaw. That means we cannot tear meat apart with our front teeth.
Right.
And most importantly, when you look at the morphology of the jaw and the cheek teeth, we are the only predator that can that actually adapt to chew nuts and seeds as a primal staple food. So we are not a regular predator. And when you look deeply at how human was supposed to eat, we are basically, yes, we can eat meat, but we depend on plant food. We are actually more gatherers than hunters. But as predators, we basically have a very poor night vision, relatively to cats, for example, which are night predators. That means biologists today believe that all the indications show that we adapt. The human rest and feeding time was at night, not during the day, not during the action. But the biggest evidence is in our autonomic nervous system. We are simply not programmed to eat much during the day. And we can talk about it if you want.
Yes, I want to talk about it. Let's explore that.
Well, the autonomic nervous system regulates all our activities throughout the day and night. It's divided into two parts. The daily part is the sympathetic nervous system, and the nightly part is the parasympathetic nervous system. When you look at the structures of the sympathetic nervous system, it keeps you alert like now, focused. You spend energy more than you consume. You burn fat, you remove toxin. And this sympathetic nervous system needs to dominate in order to let you do this action. Every time you eat a full meal, especially high glycemic meal, you totally shut down this great mechanism during the day, and you activate a nightly nervous system instead, a parasympathetic, which is also essential to us, but it does the opposite in many ways. It tends to store energy store fat rather than burn fat. It makes you sleepy and sluggish, and indeed, most people get tired after a big meal, like after a big lunch. Many people already get tired, yeah. And if it wasn't coffee, etc., they probably will fall asleep.
I don't know how many times I've said after having a big meal, boy, I'd like to take a nap right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You activated basically the wrong nervous system at the wrong time. So inherently what happened, since we are a species who is a day hunter, we tend to do better when we act like now during the day and sleep at night. That means that we need to undereat during the day and eat our main meal at night. But when I say undereat during the day, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't eat at all. People misunderstand the warrior diet. In fact, you can eat substantial amount of food without shutting your sympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic nervous system can accept light, low glycemic, raw food, particularly vegetables, fruits, and protein. Low glycemic fruit especially. And you can do very well. One of the greatest food for the day, especially for people who are active, is good quality whey protein.
Yeah.
And we can talk about it later on. But there are certain kind of foods that can really promote your sympathetic nervous system, nourish your muscle, help you actually recuperate.
Well, we have a couple minutes before the first break. Why whey protein? Go into that a little bit.
Well, whey protein is probably pound for pound the fastest to assimilate food. It contains all the amino acid, all the conditional, and it also provides you with immune component that actually resemble human breast milk. So if active person, this fast assimilation is critically important because it doesn't tax your digestion. It nourishes you with amino acid, which actually work as also as a fuel, like branched chain amino, without spiking your insulin. It's a perfect fuel. I mean, I don't know if you have enough time until breakfast. I understand you, this alanine glucose cycle, humans have adapted to it long, long before we were introduced even to grain. It is such an effective cycle that the liver shoots exactly the amount of glucose that your muscle or peripheral tissue need. No more, no less. If you need 5 gram, it's 5 gram. If it's 50 gram, it's 50 gram glucose without spiking insulin.
So in other words, what you're talking about is gluconeogenesis actually is kind of like glucose on demand in the right aliquots that the body needs at the moment it needs it, as opposed to trying to assimilate a stomach full of carbohydrates and have it go into the bloodstream slowly. You have no control how fast it's going to hit the
bloodstream. Very, very correct, Lauren. It is so efficient, this gluconeogenesis, the alanine glucose cycle, that there is not even any other fuel in the world that can match it. And initially, that's how humans were supposed to live, because in the past we didn't have bagels, we didn't have muffins,
right.
We didn't have nothing accessible. Food was scarce. So we have adapted over many years of evolution to a very fueling, this fuel efficient, efficient fuel system, which is based on amino acids. Certain kind of amino acid, particularly branched-chain amino acid, can serve, and whey have the highest concentration of branched-chain amino acid. So if your goal is to keep your sympathetic nervous system high, burn fat, stay alert, nourish the muscle, and keep yourself energized, nothing can match good quality whey protein. I mean quality. We can talk about it later.
Yes, no, we're gonna take a commercial break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to expand on this. I already know that I love you, okay? There you go.
Thank you.
Great. I'm a big proponent of whey protein, especially because pound for pound, whey protein has the highest leucine ratio.
Correct.
And leucine
I'd love to talk about leucine.
Yes, leucine is as effective as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. We're talking today with Ori Hofmeckler, the author of The Warrior Diet. You can get the book by going to warriordiet.com. Amazon.com or wherever finer books are sold. And I suggest if you don't have the book, you go get it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlan, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a haloidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together.
Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest protein protein bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Ori Hofmeckler about the Warrior Diet. Ori, let's go back into the power of these amino acids and how they are the ideal choice for daytime, active, mobile periods of life.
When you look at the human biology, we are suddenly, suddenly, and exclusively adept to whole food nutrition. So I want to talk about whey quality and the power of the amino acid that whey pack. Whey have one huge advantage: is fast nutrient delivery and probably pound for pound more immuno components, which athletes need and bodybuilders, than any other food in the world. However, whey also have a slight disadvantage. The fast nutrient delivery have a very rapid anabolic impact, which can be reduced within half an hour to 2 hours. On the other hand, the slow assimilating protein like, you know, meat, cheese, etc.
Or what about even casein that's found in dairy?
Either casein, I would argue casein in a second, but no. Casein appears in cheese.
Right.
Have a slow anabolic impact but long lasting. But what happened now, whey, because of this unmatched amino acid delivery impact that it has, when you apply whey protein, like frequently every hour or so, it's called pulse feeding or something even every 30 minutes, studies have shown, again and again, have been showing that this pulse feeding system has unmatched anabolic impact, more than any other food in the world. It has shown to have sometimes twice as much anabolic impact than eating casein or eating meat or eating fish or eggs or any other food. So whey protein, once you apply it, you want to apply it at least twice or three times frequently to get this pulse feeding anabolic impact. That's a very important thing that on the Warrior Diet you can do it. Why is it so important? When you take whey protein with other foods, yes, there is an impact, but you're actually seriously compromised with what we just discussed. We discussed about the power of branched-chain amino acid in whey.
Right.
To both fuel the muscle and also signal muscle growth. Signal muscle growth in a way that is more powerful, in my opinion, than steroids. And here is why. One of the amino acids called leucine actually work directly on the muscle building mechanism. It's called MTOR, mammalian target of rapamycin.
Rapamycin, right.
Which actually remove the inhibition. All your muscle, all the muscular system is under inhibition. Otherwise, it will just grow to be, big hulks, grow and grow. So there is an inhibition on muscle growth. And when leucine activate the MTOR to remove the inhibition, and that's where the muscle protein synthesis increases dramatically. That can lead into a muscle gain, or potentially lead into that. But listen to me carefully, Lauren. Leucine cannot act that way if your insulin is non-sensitive. Insulin is the key hormone, the key anabolic hormone, not your testosterone. Insulin coming first. Your testosterone actually depend on your insulin. If your insulin insensitive, the MTOR is totally disrupted, and even leucine cannot promote muscle gain. In fact, if your insulin insensitive, your testosterone will go down too. All the studies show it's non-deniable.
Right.
So now, when you put high glycemic meal starting the day, like most people do. They eat the cereal in the morning and then a snack here and there. Every meal that you put, you basically impair your insulin more and more. By the time that you train and you put the whey, or to weigh together with sugar, or weigh together with a carbohydrate, or weigh after eating a carb meal, you basically totally shattered the greatest chance, anabolic chance that you ever had. Because at that time, the activation of the MTOR is not going to be as effective, and the branched-chain amino acid, instead of fueling your muscle, in fact, will be wasted. The point is, you want to do that on a very low glycemic environment. You want to do that in a way that keep your sympathetic nervous system intact. You want to achieve that anabolic impact without increasing digestive stress. And most importantly, you can build muscle and burn fat, Lauren. At the same time, this is not, I know that it's not accepted that you can build muscle and burn fat at the same time. The whole bodybuilding concept is built that you're supposed to build muscle, gain fat, and then reduce it back again. But it's not necessary. If you follow the right feeding cycle, you can actually nourish the muscle, potentially trigger muscle buildup while burning fat. It doesn't contradict each other. But you need to avoid all high glycemic meals during the day, and you need to feed your body properly.
Now, wouldn't you agree that you have to avoid all high glycemic index meals all the time? I mean, what? So what? Okay, let's move back to the Warrior Diet for a minute. So
yes.
The idea behind the Warrior Diet is to eat the right types of foods that are nutrient rich but not heavy foods through the day to enhance the parasympathetic nervous system, right?
That's during the day, the sympathetic nervous system.
The sympathetic nervous system. So you're alert. So you're alert.
Spend energy,
right.
Defocus,
right.
Burn fat.
Right. You're alert. You're energetic. You don't need to take 5-minute energy drinks and all that sort of stuff. You're already jazzed. And I know this is true because I told my listeners yesterday, I do a 24-hour fast every so often. And I was breaking my fast after the show yesterday. And as I get towards the end of my fast from not eating, there becomes a moment where I almost become hyper-energized and euphoric from the hunger. So you're really playing on that with the
Correct.
Warrior diet. You're actually pandering to that on the Warrior diet. But then at night you're going to have a heavy meal because now you want to shut the systems down, relax, regenerate, and so what type of foods do you eat at night?
Well, it's very correct what you say. I definitely want to expand a little bit and show the advantages of
okay.
this feeding cycle on all your hormones,
okay.
actually.
Go ahead.
Growth hormone, testosterone, thyroid. But at night, it's the time to eat the more dense and cooked food. Nonetheless, again, biologically, we are not programmed for high glycemic diets. Do not fall to the trap that because you fasted and you kept your insulin sensitive, unlike the typical man today, towards the evening, that you can pick out on sugar cakes and everything. I know I heard this kind of a carb loading system doesn't work, never will shatter your insulin again. Insulin is very sensitive, can be shattered overnight. You wake up in the morning already insulin resistant. You're
right.
Supposed to wake up insulin sensitive.
And I can prove that. I can prove that you're right because they did two studies with Olympic athletes to show the effects of sleep deprivation. And in one night of 5 hours of sleep, these Olympic athletes presented the same blood management difficulties as 70-year-old adults.
Absolutely true. Sleep deprivation causes insulin resistance. Insulin is very sensitive, but the worst of it is high glycemic meal.
I agree.
And Lauren, when you put a high glycemic meal routinely, it doesn't matter if it happened twice a day, or every other day, or routinely every weekend you decide to pick up on muffins, cakes, and ice cream. Let me tell you, you're going to finish very badly. First of all, this weekend of compensation, a parenthesis, or cheat day, will cost you 3 or 4 days to even if you even fully recuperate.
Right.
But over time, when you look at the long run, most people who abuse themselves with high glycemic meal, they age fast. They have a tendency after the age of 40, 45 to really gain body fat more than usual.
Right.
And they found it extremely difficult to keep in shape. Now they have to reduce themselves to the unnecessary long, boring aerobics just to burn the goddamn energy that they didn't need from the beginning.
Right.
My point is, you can actually practically double the calorie that you eat if you just make the right food choices and the right food combination.
And,
but here's another very important thing.
And nutrient timing. You're a big proponent of
absolutely. Okay. Timing is critical. Timing is of an essence here.
Right.
But there's another factor that I don't think really reached the bodybuilding community, and I'd like to talk about it.
Okay.
And that's pure science. Your muscle cannot tolerate mixed fuel, Lauren. Can't. That means if you take equal amount of fat and carbohydrate, put it together, you devastate your muscle. Every time that you put carbohydrate fuel, you inhibit the fat-utilizing enzymes. And every time you put fat fuel, you inhibit pyruvate deoxygenase, one of the key enzymes that utilize carbohydrates.
See, and this is something that I've had Dr. Lauren Cordain on my show. I've had Rob Wolf on my show. I've had a lot of the Paleolithic proponents on my show. And I always ask them, either on the air or even off the air, food combining. Paleolithic humans didn't combine. They didn't kill an animal and then go, you know what would taste good with this? Let's go get some broccoli and eat broccoli with this. No, they ate the animal exclusively for days and days until they ran out, and then they ate something else.
Absolutely. There was the diet was inherently, the primal diet was logosymic. Fruits, we are not fruition. Fruits are seasonal for us, and unlike other great apes like gorillas or chimpanzee or orangutan, we cannot tear big pills with our teeth. We are not that much fruit-oriented as you hear there in the internet. What we are, we can eat meat. We can benefit from animal food, especially dairy. Dairy is not even species-specific. We can benefit from eggs like other primates, but we inherently build for nuts and seeds as staple food. That means our original fuel food was more towards fat fuel rather than grain fuel. Mm. All the evidence shows that we are more efficient in utilizing fat fuel than carbohydrate fuel. We store fat better. You know, Lauren, if you are as efficient in utilizing carbohydrate fuel and storing it, you would look like a potato.
Yeah, I know.
you know, we cannot... There's such a limited amount of glycogen that we can store.
Right.
That doesn't mean that carbohydrates are bad for us. It just means that these are not our, biologically, these are not our primary fuel food.
Proof of that. Is gluconeogenesis, the fact that our bodies can produce glucose from ketones and from amino acids, shows that our genome evolved in the absence of readily available carbohydrates.
I couldn't say it better, Lauren. Not just evolved, this fueling system, as I say it again, is more efficient than any other fuel. More efficient. It really utilizes exactly what you need. It doesn't tax your insulin, and again, insulin is your key hormone. Let me say something.
Ori. Hold your thought with that. Let me say something. Remember what you want to say when we come out of the break.
Sure.
We have to take a quick commercial break. We're talking today with a genius of a man, Ori Hofmeckler. We're talking about his book, The Warrior Diet. You can get copies of it at warriordiet.com or amazon.com or wherever finer books are sold. And I suggest you get this book. This is a book that you can live on the diet. And everybody always talks about, oh, I do this diet, but I can't live on it. This is something you can live on. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting apsnutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk.
Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's super Human Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking this hour with Ori Hofmeckler about the Warrior Diet. Ori, when we were going into the commercial break, I stopped you. I said, hold that thought. What is it that you wanted to say? You were passionate for that moment.
I'd like to talk to you, Carl, about something that didn't even reach mainstream, definitely didn't reach the fitness industry. Nonetheless, this is pure science. I'm writing about it now in my new book, upcoming book, same publisher, North Atlantic book. It's going to be called Unlock Your Muscle Gene. It's basically mind-blowing information. I've been into that for quite a few years now. But here's it. We already know that our diet depends on timing of eating, what we eat, and how often we eat. In fact, most nutritionists and scientists still say that the calorie that we eat is the main factor that affects our metabolism, glycemic index. But there is one more factor behind the scene, and probably the most prominent factor. And this is the balance between your hunger and satiety hormones. This is an area that most people have no clue what it is, but it is so effective. Actually, it can dictate whether you have a tendency to lean down or gain body fat, a tendency to lose weight or gain weight, a tendency to have high testosterone, low testosterone, high growth hormone, low growth hormone, a tendency to age fast or virtually not age at all. This is such an important factor, yet it's overlooked. And you know why it's overlooked, Carl?
Why?
It's overlooked because when you understand the concept, when you understand it, you would basically see that it's totally anti-industrial. It probably will devastate, if you follow this concept, it will devastate the food industry, and it definitely will shut down most of the sport nutrition industry.
And when we talk about these hormones, we're talking about cholecystokinin and these types of hormones that are secreted?
Well, yes, cholecystokinin, CCK, but most importantly, the most important satiety hormones are like this. Insulin. Okay,
growth hormone?
PPY.
Okay.
CCK. Okay. And melanocortin. It's a very powerful system. But the second most important and the most important of them all, I'd like to talk briefly, is leptin.
Yes, okay.
Hunger hormone, ghrelin, neuropeptide Y, and a gluten-related protein. This trio are devastating. Let's put the picture like this. Hunger and satiety peptide, these are hormones that are secreted by your digestive tract and also by your brain. They are utilized by your brain and they give your body the signal to either eat or stop eating. The biological purpose of this hunger satiety peptide is to keep energy homeostasis. That means keep your energy floating, and if you're lacking energy, you eat more, and if you are full of energy, too much energy, you stop eating. Also, the second biological purpose is to keep a steady, healthy body weight, okay? When you look biologically, and scientists are convinced that our primal diet, you know, we evolved to live in a world, primordial, rugged primordial world of skills.
Right.
Our diet originally was satiety-oriented. We eat low-glycemic whole food that was mostly fibrous and meat and protein. All of them are satiety-promoting foods.
Right.
So our primal nature was satiety-oriented. Today, we shifted away from this satiety-oriented diet into hunger-promoting diet.
Right, because when you eat high-glycemic and processed carbohydrates, hunger hits you hours
later. Absolutely. So here's what happened. When you look at the big picture, satiety hormone not just promotes your satiety, okay? They also increase your metabolic rate, boost your thyroid, and most importantly, boost your testosterone. I mean, but all your satiety, your king of satiety hormone is insulin. People don't know. Insulin is a satiety hormone. Primarily, when it spikes, when you're insulin sensitive, it's supposed to shut down your hunger hormones.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, and it's also shut down cortisol. Hunger hormone, on the other hand, are typically doing the opposite. They slow your metabolism. They definitely shutter your thyroid axis. And they diminish your sex hormone, your testosterone.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. That this is very important. Right now, in the anti-aging community, ghrelin is all the rage, GHRP6,
yes.
GHRP2, to promote the
growth hormone.
Growth hormone pulse. But,
yes.
But what you're saying is that is probably not a good protocol. Of course, it releases growth hormone, but looking at everything else that it's doing, what you're saying is that using a ghrelin is actually devastating to the thyroid and possibly to the rest of the body.
That's very correct, but with one reservation.
Okay.
If your ghrelin is part of the feeding cycle that is coming in pulses, like acute, temporary, short time, and not chronically, it actually spike growth hormone by sixfold. Growth hormone initiates fat burning. Growth hormone actually initiates more IGF-1, which
right.
is an important growth factor in your system. And then when you eat, insulin kicks in, and insulin actually is required to the finalization of your growth
of the
IGF-1.
Right.
So this feeding cycle makes sense. You burn fat, boost your growth hormone, burn fat, you have an anti-aging, tissue repair, bone repair. Okay.
But Ori, now wait a minute.
Yes.
I need your expertise here now.
Yes.
So if I use GHRP6 as part of my anti-aging protocol, but the way I use it now is in the morning when I wake up and I'm fasted already, I take an injection. I usually have I wait for the hunger to come, and then
yes.
I have my first meal.
Well, in my opinion, I would argue with you. You don't need to. I can show you the science. Your ghrelin will spike growth hormone sixfold more than what you take. However, if you take something, growth hormone will not be spiked by your ghrelin. Ghrelin bind to the growth hormone secretagogue receptors, GHAs. These are the most potent biological receptor of growth hormone. There is no drug in the world that can even match what ghrelin can do to you when your hunger is spiking, you're an empty stomach.
Right.
As long as you're ghrelin sensitive, if you were, and it's not you, a person who is obese, ghrelin will spike, but the person is ghrelin insensitive. That means it spike, it doesn't promote your growth hormone, it doesn't burn fat, it is supposed to be, but it actually slows your metabolism and do you all the adverse effects. It's a worse curse. It's a loss situation. If, however, you are a lean, healthy person, your feeding cycle is as I described previously. Every time you reach the morning, ghrelin spike up, okay? Let it do the job. You don't need to interfere. Carl, you don't need to interfere.
Okay.
It will do the job if you are under-eating properly. If you interfere with any kind of growth hormone or any kind of hormone, it won't do the job because the body gets the signal of homeostasis. And now, here's the interesting thing, Carl. Studies of the last 5 years show that the same, we can now synthesize ghrelin. I can inject you ghrelin. You
right, that's what I do. GHRP6 is ghrelin. That's what it
yes.
is.
Yes, but when you put ghrelin chronically, and it doesn't come in a pulse, there's a special pulse. It comes up and down and up and down until it... Ghrelin will cause slow metabolism and compromise your ability to be lean.
Hmm.
If, however, it appears naturally in the natural pulse that it's supposed to be, it does the opposite. Growth hormone spike does the job and stay effective until the end. And you will burn fat, build tissue, etc. The spike is a factor. The sequence of the body is a factor. They injected either ghrelin chronically, ghrelin mimicker chronically, or growth hormone chronically. And even growth hormone, I put growth hormone in your body. Here's what happened. If it's synthetic, it will affect it chronically. Now, it initially will do the job, and then as time goes by, in 1, 2 hours, 5 hours, stop doing the job. Now, instead of burning fat, it will make you fat. It will do the opposite effect.
Because these hormones, ghrelin and growth hormone, these are conditionally necessary, and they pulse like for a nanosecond, and they dissipate, and it's the metabolites that they convert to that actually stay around longer. And in men, they pulse every 3 hours, and in women, every 1.5 hours.
Correct.
But women have a much more complex mosaic of the growth hormone receptor, and that's why women don't see the benefits from growth hormone that men do. But let's go back to what you said before.
The point is, let your body do the job. Once it's coming on the right pulse, growth hormone.
Well,
never
and that's why I want to talk to you about this. So, in order for my body to do the job, I have to start to focus on satiety type foods and focus on not necessarily feeling hungry, or should I be feeling hungry?
That is the mess. Thank you for the question. Hunger. That's the trick here. Hunger should be treated like physical exercise. It's almost, in fact, I was talking to Professor Mark Matson, who did a study on intermittent fasting. We both agreed that hunger affects your brain, like physical exercise affects your muscle.
He's been hunger. He was on my show. We talked about the effects of intermittent
exercise.
Oh,
great.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a great guy.
Yeah.
Now, listen, when you train your body to endure hunger, you become more and more resilient. You know what happened? Every time you do your fast 24 hours, the hunger receptor in the brain, you kill them. They basically start to decrease. The amount of hunger receptors in the brain decrease. I'm talking about the less receptors for neuropeptide Y, which is a very powerful hunger hormone, and less receptor for agouti-related protein, which is, believe me, a killer hunger hormone. Now, so as you practice the hunger routinely, you basically becoming more and more resilient to hunger. And when you become more resilient to hunger, that means your satiety hormone, even when you don't eat, are kicking up. That's the interesting thing. People think that they need to eat in order to boost leptin. No. Leptin and melanocortin, two most powerful thyroid-boosting, testosterone-boosting hormones, are actually spiking when you don't eat. Food restriction and exercise will spike both of them.
Right.
Not initially. Overall.
But you know what's interesting, Ori? And we're going to go into our last commercial break. Periodic intermittent fasting was as effective as caloric restriction in elevating the hormones like sirtuin-1 and so on that have
yes.
been associated with the benefits of calorie restriction. So periodic fasting, we keep coming back to this. And I believe that prehistoric man periodically fasted not because he wanted to, because that's the way he had to.
He had to adapt to better survive.
Yes, yes. And I think that was – I love what you're saying, Ori. I really, really do. Look, let's take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap up the show. We're talking with Ori Hofmeckler about his book, The Warrior Diet. I actually have a couple questions from listeners that just came to me while we're doing the show. We'll ask Ori those questions when we come back. You can get copies of the book at warriordiet.com or amazon.com. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. Eye drops. The name says it all.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest, Ori Hofmeckler, The Warrior Diet, makes a lot of sense to me, I'll tell you that. David Wilson asked this question, Ori. He asked when the Controlled Fatigue DVD would be released. Apparently you have a training method called Controlled Fatigue. We may have to do a separate show on that sometime.
Yeah.
But when is the DVD going to be released?
Here's the thing. I'll be honest. Since I'm glad you asked, because I want to get it out once and for all. We do show the DVD, but I have an almost like obsessive perfectionist nature when it's coming to this kind of stuff. And I did not like, I mean, part of it were good, but not good enough to my criteria. So against even my team advice, I decided not to publish it and not to let it out. I am working now on a new DVD, a little bit more hard, not a little bit, more hardcore. I also developed since then more advanced training technique. I just recently trained Dr. Mercola and his trainer. You can see it on YouTube. I think links from Mercola.com, so you can see some of it. The CFT is based on similar biological principle as the warrior diet. It's based on primal moves that I will try to prove that human are basically biologically programmed to do certain kind of activities. Like all other species, we have certain kind of activity we're supposed to do, and unfortunately, we are not doing it.
Like we're not supposed to run long distances. If humans,
absolutely
humans,
not.
Humans no. used to have they like a jaguar. We would run to catch something, and then we were done running.
No question. I mean, I wrote in my new book that a training regimen that have more record in benefiting humans is the short, intense training interval. There's not even. It's not, again, it's undoubtedly that this is the most effective training regimen. It has clear biological advantages, whereas the prolonged training, moderate training that we hear mainstream, asking to jog or walk around, in fact, it's shown to cause actually damage to the muscle by accumulating oxidative stress that can cause oxidative damage to the muscle tissue as you age. But let's leave that alone. That's a subject by itself. CFT will be done. I'm planning to do it soon. It's not an easy program of training, but the good news is you can sometime knock out an amazing workout in 5 minutes a day. Yes, 5 minutes a day, and I dare anyone to come with me to this 5 minutes a day.
Now, is this something you developed on your own over time?
I developed it over years, yes, and I've been certified over 200 trainers right now. Nationwide, and it is very effective. I can tell you, I train fighters and boxers and regular people. We have people, some of my clients lost over 150 pounds. I have cases, went from sluggish obesity into military conditioning. This is, again, this is based on biological principle, other fitness system. Did not, no other fitness system try even to put any kind of biological criteria to why do we train this way or another. So basically we are dealing, our fitness today is a crisis management. Our goal is, okay, I want to be stronger, or I want to look muscular and lean, but what's the biological purpose behind it? The warrior diet put biological purposes, that's human survival. So whatever benefit human survival, whether it's diet or training, that's a training biologically you're supposed to do. And you know, Carl, I don't know if we have enough time, but let me show you something. Evolution biology bring us today amazing information that maybe it will take another 50 years before it reached the fitness industry. But already scientists are finding amazing evidence. And here's the pattern. We are a predator species. And all predator species, if you want to understand how do they train? How do the muscular system is built? It's built to support the predatorial behavior. And based on skeleton joint morphology, we are very unique predator. We are both pack hunters and we are ambush predators. That means there's a wolf and a wild cat in each of us. And I don't know if there's enough time to explain the difference, but people have this affinity. Wolf sport like is like soccer, running, chasing, pursuit. Cat-like activity is more intense. It's like boxing, grappling.
Okay.
And jumping, strike jumping.
Okay.
When you look at the morphology of the human hand and the shoulder, this is a morphology of an ambush predator. Mm-hmm. Like a cat, we can strike and jab
right.
and grapple.
And grab.
Dogs cannot
right.
do that.
Right.
So now, when you look at what we are biologically destined to do, we are destined to practice our fight or flight program. That means that our training is supposed to involve not just strength training, which are very important, but also speed and velocity. It's inherent to the human species. We're supposed to act more like cats than like donkeys. But most people today do behave believe, like either cows or donkeys.
Yeah, right. Beasts of burden, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like that.
Yes, so the CFD tried to bring back primal human survival activities, translate it into exercise, push and pull, strength, and durability at the same time. Movement, which involve a lot of torque, not just straight sides. Backward, we have killer drills on stairs. We have killer drills when you run and with weights.
Right.
And a lot of push and pull drills, which I was working hard, and believe me, I would like to talk about it, and I'd like to demonstrate it. But the point is, that's the way we are built to act.
Right.
We have an inherent fight and flight program that needs to be exercised. And every species, whether it's a dog, a cat, a tiger, or a lion, if the lion is in cage, he doesn't have the chance to exercise his fight or flight primal biological activity, he will degrade, not just physically, mentally too.
And you know, and you see animals do this. You'll see an animal. Look at a shadow and lunge at it and then dance around it and lunge again. And it knows it's a shadow, but it's exercising and facilitating the need to practice that procedure because it's part of its makeup.
That's very true because you exercise an inherent program. It's like an inherently programmed to eat that way, have sex this way, right?
Right.
And exercise this way. We cannot mate with crocodiles, so why are we exercising like crocodiles?
I like that.
You understand?
Yeah.
The point is, so I was trying to bring the truth. Again, both the warrior diet and the CFD are controversial. It's controversial because it brings biological principle to the industry, which is anti-biological. It's controversial because it doesn't tell you that bodybuilding is bad. It tells you that there's a good bodybuilding as bad bodybuilding.
Uh-huh.
It actually acts as a more of a criteria of how to build your workout to be perfect rather than do something which is better than nothing.
Right.
So overall, I'm into powerlifting and bodybuilding and lifting. I think it's a very important part of the human training.
But it's part. It's part of it.
But it's only part of it.
Right.
Yes.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. Just the way we're starting to unlock primal nutritional precepts
yes.
that are genetically evolved under, and we're going back to that. We're recognizing that's the way we're supposed to eat. We also have to look at primal behavior as well.
Primal behavior, but we also have to be smart. We are living in the 21st century, and we cannot just look at our early ancestor, and say whatever they do, we're going to do now. Because if they have some kind of an access, for example, to some kind of food that we had today, which still fit the biological program, they probably will use it. For instance, dairy. There is evidence, though it's arguable, that dairy was part of the primordial human diet. I mean, it appears in mythology. Look at Romulus and Remus, that drink,
They were raised by the wolf.
They were raised by the fat. But right. You know, biologically, the wolf milk, mare milk, cow milk, goat milk are not species specific. I was involved in raising caracal, which is a cougar mountain lion in Israel in the Judea desert.
Okay.
And they were raised by she-wolf too, a shepherd.
Huh.
And they grew up to be very successful adults. So there is evidence, both of mythology and even record of human diet and fossil record of the stones in Africa when they used to grind seeds, there is a record of dairy on the diet. That means human probably find an access to milk other animals or use other animal milk as a food long before grain was introduced.
Oh, that's absolutely true because there was no way to process grain back then, but there was the obvious ways of getting milk
absolutely.
From animals.
So on the argument that adult, did you ever see an adult horse drinking milk? Let me tell you, if you give the adult horse milk and a good raw milk, he will drink it and benefit from that.
And I like that you said raw milk, by the way.
Yeah, raw milk. So the same, now when you look, because again, we are short in time, when you look at the feeding and the kind of exercise and all this primary biological problem that we talk about, you can see again how whey protein fit the criteria so well today. Now we have an excess, I'm producing grass-fed cow's whey. And I can tell you there's a huge difference between quality whey and non-quality whey.
Yeah.
But quality whey, which is derived from raw milk, perfectly fit the category that we talked about. Because, first of all, it's probably the number one satiety-promoting food. There is studies that beside the amino acid and the benefit and the fueling and the anabolic impact, when you take whey protein, it shoots to your system very two powerful satiety hormones, CCK and glucagon-like peptide. And glucagon-like peptide, today, scientists are trying to figure out the structure because it's insulin-sensitizing compound.
Wow.
Now they produce drug from glucagon-like peptide to recover diabetics.
Right.
So now, whey protein shoot you these two satiety hormones in minutes. And now they found out that if you take whey protein before a meal, it actually causes reduction in food intake, pleasantly reduction, and weight loss. Very interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
They did a study recently, Carl, I'll be very short, on eating the same meal before training and after training. And they found amazing, this is a Belgian researcher, last year it was done. And they found that the same meal eaten before exercise could cause weight gain and could cause reduction in muscle protein synthetic, less anabolic intake. Put the same meal after exercise, it caused weight loss, leaning down, and almost 30% increased protein synthesis as compared to the meal before. And why? Insulin. That means the scientists believe that eating meal after exercise took maximum advantage of your insulin sensitivity, activate the MTOR to
sure, because insulin becomes more sensitive during strenuous exercise.
So eating after exercise is definitely more beneficial, even though it may slow your performance a little bit. But it will be beneficial as far as leaning you down. But here's the point. When you're eating whey protein quality before exercise, you get the benefit of both. It will still lean you down. It will still create anabolic impact after the exercise, okay? But it will also nourish your muscle and give you the energy that you need without compromising your performance. Win, win, win situation.
Ori, I want to thank you very much for being on Superhuman Radio. Will you come back when you have the Control Fatigue DVD?
Definitely. Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
And we'll be in touch. Feel free to call me.
Okay. Thank you, Ori.
Thank you, Carl.
And I also want to thank Brooks Kubik for coming on the first half of the show and talking about Legacy of Iron. Go to brookskubik.com, K-U-B-I-K, and get copies of Legacy of Iron. And please go to warriordiet.com to get Ori Hofmeckler's book, The Warrior Diet. We'll see you tomorrow with another great episode of Superhuman Radio.